Good evening. Reminder to everybody, the fast goes out this evening at 9:04. I'll just share a brief thought to carry us over. Shkia will then do Maariv together, giving us plenty of time to get home so that you can eat the moment the clock strikes 9:04. So I wouldn't want anybody to have to wait longer than necessary. We'll just complete the thought from yesterday. Yesterday we started by saying that one should avoid an amen chatufa, a snatched amen, which is to say amen before the person finishes the bracha, which we said symbolically is not just about making sure that you say amen in response to the bracha, but also to the symbol of the amen is to express empathy. I'm with you. And if you don't listen to the person complete the bracha, it's almost flippant and indifferent to say, oh, I don't need to hear the rest. I know what you want. I'll just get it done. It's very transactional as opposed to a human connection. The pushback to that in the same halacha says, v'gam, and also, even though one has to wait till the bracha is finished, lo ya'acher mela'anot amen. You shouldn't delay when you say amen to the bracha. Dezo amen yatoma, because that is, what is a yatoma? Orphan. It's an orphaned amen, which is an unusual turn of phrase. As soon as the bracha is done, instantly you should finish. So again, we're maintaining a balance as we have with everything else in this set of halachot. You shouldn't say it too early, you shouldn't say it too late, but Tekev, as soon as the bracha is finished, you should say amen. And it strikes me that that expression, yatoma, here, it, on the surface it may seem clumsy, because we're saying if you say it too late, it's like the bracha, the amen, is orphaned, which I don't quite get, because the gap is temporal or spatial to some degree. And the understanding is that in the same way that an orphan no longer has that direct human communication with the lost parent, the amen is somehow removed from the bracha. But I think if it reflects what we've been suggesting, this isn't just about liturgical responsibility and you're just a bit late, but empathetically, if it's delayed, if there's a hesitation, there seems to be not just a temporal gap between the end of the bracha and the amen, but an emotional gap between the sayer and the respondent. And I'm sure many of us have been asked at times varying questions from, what do you think of this idea, or how do I look in this, and things like that. And if you wait more than a second, sometimes they get a sense that you don't really mean what you're about to say. And that hesitation plays out here as well. It's not amen yatoma because it expresses an emotional gap between you and the person saying the bracha. And then we'll finish off this section, and I think when we turn to the halachot come Sunday, we'll focus on the 3 weeks. And then we'll come back to this after that. So we'll finish off halacha yud. V'lo yagbia ko lo yota min ha-mavarech. And one should try not to raise their voice louder than the person saying the bracha, which can sometimes be a challenge. If you have somebody who is who has a low voice or speaks in a quiet fashion, they say quiet bracha, and you kind of want to say, you know, speak up. There's an instinct to say amen quite loudly. But based on the pasuk in Tehillim that we say very regularly when we take the Torah, Gadlu Lashem Iti Unaromamo Shemo Yachdav, together, there is an emphasis that one shouldn't say the amen louder than the person said the bracha. And again, to complete the thought, I think that fits with the balance we've trying to maintain here in empathy. Don't be too early, don't be too late, because that expresses disinterest or detachment. You need to be with the person. But you shouldn't be so involved in the empathy that your ego takes control. You say amen louder than them. It's like, I'm so committed to what you're saying, I'm even more committed than you. It's almost a vote of no confidence that you'd, that wasn't a bracha, my amen was the real bracha, and your bracha was just the platform for me to say my amen. And when we're committing acts of empathy, it should be with the interest of the person in need rather than our need to express that empathy as well. We'll say, Amen.